Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Friday edition. It's brought to you by Verizon. Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why Verizon is introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for four lines with autoplay plus taxes and fees. Our best-priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G, nationwide 4G, LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited or eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, data usage only, data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, what's the good of the day?
Good of the day? Yamir Yager.
Yamir Yager! Talk about a guy that could get nine figures in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Yamir Yager's been playing forever.
Yamir Yager is a free agent once again. He's been playing professionally in the Czech Republic, in his home nation. I think he's playing for the team that he owns.
I think he is 50 years old.
Oh,
or close
is.
To it, like 49, 50 years old.
He's 50 years old, but as he's put it, he is once again a free agent.
Yeah.
So he sent out a tweet to NHL GM saying, I am also free agent once again, 6'3", 265, 50 years old, slow but strong in good hands. Can bring experience and like to play only home games. Call me anytime.
I love that. Only home. I'm a little, it's like I can't travel like I used to. The traveling makes me sleepy and tired.
He does have one more thing to add, though.
What?
Also, as the owner of hockey club in Czech Liga, I am looking to sign a defenseman. No jokes.
Yamir Yager is great.
Now, this is, you know, here's an amazing stat. And, you know, we were talking about, like, amazing records and things like that. This Stanley Cup was the first one in 42 years not to feature a teammate of Yamir Yager.
Oh, wow. Who did that math?
I don't know.
Who figured that out?
But can you believe that? For 40-plus years, every Stanley Cup for the last 40 years, someone on that team was a teammate of Yamir Yager.
What was it, 46?
40
straight?
40 years, 41 years.
So we're talking 82?
Yeah.
So that means when he got in the league in like 90, he was playing with guys that were on those like Islander Cup teams.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good. Wow. That's incredible. Who went and dig that up?
I have no idea.
The research on that must have been incredible.
Yeah, it's from 1980 to 2021.
Holy mackerel.
A Stanley Cup, someone who won a Stanley Cup from 1980 to 2021.
I can't put which is more impressive, that or that little box that said this is a trillion stars? Like, I can't quite put my brain around that. Like, I'd rather believe the little telescope picture of the galaxies than I am this. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he knows personally somebody that has won Cup.
Not one, just played it.
No. I mean, okay. Played in the cup.
Just played in the final.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit more easy, but still incredible.
Yeah, started off with 1980 with Brian Trotter. And finished up last year with John Merrill.
That's awesome. That's great. And plus, he was in the league forever, so you could see that he played with a lot of people. So
yeah, and he played in a couple himself.
He did play in a couple himself. He won two with the Penguins back with Mario Lemieux back in the day. Beat the Minnesota North Stars and the Chicago Blackhawks in 91 and 92.
Yeah, but so, I mean,
he was like 19 at the time. He was a kid.
I don't even know how you would do that with anybody else.
No, that's amazing.
That's weird 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon stuff.
That is. Wow, that's great.
So, but
it's like he's like Ricky Henderson. You know, Ricky Henderson played until he was like 47 or something like that. Played in just about every team in the majors. He was a teammate with everybody.
Famous story too.
Right, with John Olerud. Yeah, of course. One of the best stories in baseball.
I used to play with the guy who wore a helmet on the field too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. That was me, Ricky.
That was awesome. Like, yeah, just like Ricky Anderson. So,
sorry,
yeah,
I didn't say it right. Ricky used to play with someone.
Yeah, Ricky. Love Ricky.
I wonder if Ricky still talks in third person.
I hope he does. I would be very disappointed if I found out he
don't. If you interviewed him and he didn't go, you know, Ricky had a lot of stolen bases.
Yeah. Yeah. If I ever interviewed Ricky Henderson and I said, what was it like to play in Yankee Stadium? Like, well, Ricky liked it. I'd be like, oh, thank you. Oh, good. Because if you said, no, I really enjoyed it, I'll be like, I'm so disappointed.
Did
I really
you just enjoy wanted, it or did you, someone else?
Or did somebody else, Ricky? Yeah, I love Ricky Henderson. He's fantastic. All right, what's the bad of the day?
It's not really bad. It's just fun. A continuation of
fun
the story.
Bad?
Okay. Fun bad. Because you knew it was inevitable. Lisa Wilson. You know who she is?
No.
Lisa, Zach Wilson's mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Lisa. Okay, well, yes.
She had to take
I just know it was Zach Wilson's mom. Yeah. I didn't know we were on a first name basis.
Oh, we're on a first name basis with Lisa. Come on now.
All right.
Anyway, she felt forced to go to Instagram to post a video asking everyone to stop bugging her friends to find out which one
how awesome
fooled around with Zach Wilson.
No, this is the I'm sorry, Lisa. This is the price you pay. I'm sorry. It's the price you pay. Listen, all those years you lugged little Zach to football practice and you bought him a trainer and you got him a coach and, you know, you did all those things. You bought him the best equipment and your husband threw the football around with him when he was a kid and all of those things so he could someday live out his dream. This is the price you pay. He's a New York athlete.
Yep.
Here it comes like a hurricane and you can't stop it. So just ride the waves. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
She posted a little video that read something or said something along the lines of, my friends are freaking amazing. By the way, stop calling my friends.
Yeah.
You're annoying them. Lisa, these people are crazy. I'm like, I know. Yeah, stop calling my friends for real, though.
What kind of conversation, like what New York fans are calling Lisa Wilson's friends?
Is
this Susan?
Is it?
Yeah, it's Jerry from Queens. I want to ask you a quick question. You and Zach ever, get caught up in the corner of a room somewhere, or maybe at a party or something? Just anything like that, like where maybe you had too many things to drink, and our quarterback, Now, like, who's making those conversations? But who's making those phone calls?
I want to know if she has an idea.
Oh, I bet she does.
She's got to know, like, where her son's does. Type, and she knows her friends.
Can
and
I
be
just?
Like, maybe that one.
Let me just say this. As somebody who has a great mother and somebody who married somebody who is a mother, and I know you have the same thing, aren't you impressed sometimes when they just seem to know something? Where they
you mean all the time? Not sometimes, all the time?
Basically all the time?
Yeah,
where
all
they
the
just
time?
Know it. You don't know how they know it because you're like, I didn't see that coming. And they're like, no, I knew they would do that, or I know what they're doing, or I know who they're hanging with, or I know. And you go, I guess I'm terrible at parenting because I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, so I got to think that extends to Lisa Wilson where somebody went, yeah, it's being reported that your son slept with one of your friends. And she's like, oh my God, Ellen, I swear to God, when I see you at the country club, we're going to have a word. Immediately.
Did you say Ellen? No.
I didn't say anything. I didn't mean that. You know what I mean? Breath. Like, instantly, as soon as this story came to her ears, she went, oh my God, I know. When I see her, I'm going to pull her aside. Because she just, I guarantee you she knows who did. I guarantee it. I guarantee it she knows.
Guarantee it.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Tony, I got a question for you.
Yes?
What do you think the cost would be to purchase outright the NFL Sunday ticket?
So if I'm a media giant, if I'm a Jeff Bezos or somebody, and I want
what
the Sunday
are you
ticket,
willing to throw down for the NFL Sunday ticket?
Per year or
per year?
Per year? $25 million?
$25 million?
$100 million.
$100 million.
$25 million.
Well, the current rate that DirecTV, I guess, has been paying is $1.5 billion.
What?
But
wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
$1.5 billion.
$1.5 billion. But that's about to be outdone because Apple reportedly is going to double that.
They're going to pay $3 billion for this?
$3 billion a year?
No.
To carry the NFL Sunday ticket.
How?
Now, there's still two other companies in the running. Disney and Amazon are still in the running. But all fingers are pointing to Apple being the outright winners at $3 billion a year to carry, what, 10 games on a Sunday?
How many? Look, okay.
Yeah, there's lots of questions. Go ahead.
All right, a couple of questions here. We know the NFL is popular, but not everybody gets the Sunday ticket. Now, are they assuming that more people will get the Sunday ticket because it's now more available than I got to get a satellite TV and I don't want to? Because DirecTV did a pretty good job of, like, if you're in an area where you can't get satellite TV, like if you're in an apartment complex that doesn't have a south-facing angle, you can buy it online, but you can't buy it online if your house could get DirecTV.
Right.
So if they show up and they're like, no, you gotta win. Yeah, you can get this. Then you got to buy the satellite. But if you can prove that, no, I cannot have a satellite pointing in the direction, dish pointing to your satellite, I can't get it. You can buy the online. All right, I get it. There, you know, 3 billion, if you get a million people playing 3,000. So if you get $300 for, I'm trying to do the math, for 10 million, you'd make your money back. So that doesn't seem like that hard to do, but still, that's a lot of,
but I mean, how much are you willing to pay for it? Like, you yourself, if Amazon offers it up, I'm thinking, you know, if they say, you know, it's going to cost you $50 for the season, that's, I don't know. Maybe, well, I'm being too cheap.
Did you ever have DirecTV?
No.
Okay. So when I had it, it cost me about $250 a year.
But that was all the channels, season. Right? It wasn't just
that was every, no, that was every game.
That was just the NFL.
Just package. Sunday ticket. If I wanted the Sunday ticket, if I wanted all access to every single NFL game plus their version of Red Zone, this is 15 years ago. It was like $280 or something like that. It's like $275. So I did it. And you could break it up in like four payments or whatever. And 1 year I got it free because I was doing advertising for it, and then I just kept it the next year and just bought it. But then I was going to Bronco games every Sunday, so I wasn't using it enough, so we just canceled it. Because I was like, I'm not even home. I'm like eight times a year I'm over there, and I'm watching the games in the break room anyway. That was about $200. I would think they're going to charge $400 for it today. I don't know.
But wasn't it like in recent memory for me, it was like if you bought DirecTV, you got the NFL package free.
On the promotion. It would be a promotion. That didn't automatically come with it.
So you got it maybe for a season and that was it? Then you had to pay for it afterwards?
You got it for a season, and then then you were automatically going to get it.
Because, I mean, we flirted with the idea, but I couldn't stand the fact of, you know, because we have DirecTV in the studio, and I hate it when the weather comes.
Yeah, it still hasn't figured that out as well as
I think DirecTV not having the Sunday NFL package might be the death of satellite TV.
It could be. But
now that everything's straight, you can stream everything.
I loved it. I loved it when I could use it because it was neat because I lived in Denver. Now, where I live now, I will get a lot of Steelers games if the Titans are playing at another time. For whatever reason, I you know, they'll just throw a Steeler game on, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Nice.
If the Titans are playing on the West Coast, or they're playing on Monday night or Thursday night, I've gotten enough Steeler games without the national presence. When I was in Denver, I hardly ever did. So it was cool for me. But like I said, I was always with the team, and I never got to use it. But I liked it a lot. They would give you, like, and you could also download, what I liked doing this job is I used to get the 30-minute or 20-something minute, we've just cut out everything but the snaps.
Yeah.
Thing. I liked that because I could run through a whole game in 20 minutes and be like, I just watched
because
that's
how long a game actually is.
Yeah, because they would just like pop, 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 pop. And they give you every single play as quick as they can. And in about 20 minutes, you're done. And you're like, great, perfect. And I just saw everything I needed to see. So I saw the whole flow of the game. I saw the way the game, you know, it's one thing when you see it's, you know, 35-31. How did it get to be 35-31? Was it 35-3? And they made and the team made a comeback and almost beat you, or was it back and forth? So you get to see the flow of the game. But yeah, I don't know how much it's going to cost, but yeah, but $3 billion,
$3 billion.
This is no wonder people want to get into this, man. This league prints money.
They do
like prints money. Whatever it is that you did to earn enough money to get an NFL team. Like, you, your whatever business you built up, even Walmart, for crying out loud, isn't the printing machine that this NFL has been over the last 30 years. Thank God.
Yeah, you almost thought Amazon was going to be, but like it almost feels like Amazon has reached its peak.
No wonder these guys want to get... No, seriously, no wonder what these guys... It's not just money. It's just the prestige of owning this, being in this...
That's, I mean, that's really what it is, right?
...club of people who just can't... It's Scrooge McDuck and a vault money. I mean, swear to God, it's crazy.
I look at it this way. Apple TV has good programming, but they get this. Oh. I mean, it's like, you know, just they're their own network now.
I know, exactly. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's brought to you by Verizon. As we continue, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.